God blesses the church with a sense of urgency. He said in verse 22, go out quickly, quickly. I want to see urgent, don't you? I'm ready to see urgency in the local church. I'm ready to see passion in the pulpit and urgency among the leaders and the rank and file of the church. We've had too many that one guy wrote in a church bulletin that I read. I don't read many of them, and for probably good reason. And this guy said, we have had, looking back over the year, we have had a pleasant and peaceful ministry. Well, God deliver me. If you don't run into Satan, it's probably because you're both going in the same direction. I got to tell you, that guy is going to see that you bump into him. So let's get some urgency. Let's get some passion in the pulpit. We're not all alike and biting your earlobe off like I am and some of these guys. We're not alike at all. But let's get passionate. Let's just think about winning the championship in some athletic contest and how you would act when you really, really want a team to win and you're screaming and hollering. Terry Johnson. Bless his sweetheart. Terry Johnson, the lovable former president of Oklahoma Christian. I happened to be there the night in the Maybe Center, I guess it was. That's not it. The Myriad, I guess it is. But we were playing, buddy, Bethany, Nazareth. Okay? How many OC students we got in the audience? Were you ready? Okay. You know about Bethany, Nazareth. And they were then the arch rival. And the game ended. It was a passionate game. And the game ended. I mean, the last minute. Boom, boom, tie. We're going into overtime. Man, we had this fighting thing in overtime. And it ended with a final shot at the end of overtime. Tie again. We're going into second overtime. In the second overtime, they're running out there passionately up and down the court. Terry Johnson, the sophisticated president of Oklahoma Christian University. He's on his feet screaming and hollering. He hyperventilated and fainted and fell over in the stand. Now, if you do that at a basketball game, you're a fan. You do it in church, you're a fan addict. And I'm calling for more of us to be fan addicts for Jesus. I've always been a hand raiser. But I haven't always been raising my hands. And one of the reasons I didn't, it was sincere, but I finally figured out it was also stupid. And I sat there and I went, oh man, that was great. I'll shoot my hand up. But I'd heard all the talks about raising your hands and the Pentecostals and denominational and where will this lead and the slippery, and that's a slippery slope that people talk about, you know. So I sat there sitting on my hands, you know, hurting like mad, cutting off the circulation, you know, and I finally decided I'm not doing this for my brethren. My Bible says love the brother. It don't even say like them. But it does say love them, but it doesn't say conform to them. It doesn't say be your puppets. If I want my hand in the air, I'm going to get it. And if you don't like it, consult my father, because he had a little conversation with a guy that ripped his clothes off and danced. And his wife said, that's a dirty, rotten thing to do. And God struck her sterile. Watch out what you do before God.